Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it's so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice, and deep, and relaxed. Just listening to me as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now, I want to try something with you. I want to take you back to the earliest portion of your life, all the way back to a portion that you probably don't remember any longer, back to when you were just a little baby. That's right. I want you to take you back through the days of your life, all the way back to when you were just a little infant, just a little baby. Lying there, learning new things, without a single thought in your head about your bladder or bowels. Yes, that's right. Those things didn't mean anything to you. The feelings that they created meant absolutely nothing to you. If you needed to go, it just happened because you didn't know what the feeling meant at all. The feeling just built until you released it, and then you went, and that was all there was to it. Yes, that's right. Maybe somewhere deep down in your mind you can still remember that. You can still recall it. You can still remember exactly what it was like. That's right. Some part of you probably still remembers what it was like to be that way, to just simply act on the urge or the desire to do it, instantly, as soon as it hits you, without really thinking, because there weren't any consequences, you just did it. There wasn't even a connection between the action, between the release of your bladder and urinating, or between the release of your bowel and pooping. No, it just simply happened. You didn't think about going potty, it never entered your mind. A little baby doesn't think about those things. They just, simply, automatically, happen. Well, it's time to let that happen again. It's not going to happen all the time. Instead, it's only going to happen after you hear a specific phrase. Yes, that right. That phrase will be a trigger implanted deep within your mind, a trigger that will stay there for you. Only affecting you when somebody says it to you, or you say it to yourself. The trigger is simple. It's just simply, babies don't know about the potty. And whenever you hear someone say that phrase, whenever you hear it, you will instantly revert. You won't go back to being a baby. No, it's simpler than that. You'll just simply forget everything there is about controlling your bladder and bowel. You will have no recollection of them, and therefore no control over them. You won't learn anything new about the control either. Every single time you are like this, it will just simply happen, automatically, instantly, the moment the urge strikes you. It will happen just simply because you don't know about the potty. The concept doesn't even exist for you any longer. That portion of you will be there, in control. You won't know the difference. You won't even think about the difference. That's right. You'll just simply lose control. There won't be any control, actually, to have. That's the truth behind it. Your bladder will be just like that of a little baby. You won't have any control over it. You won't even think about controlling it. You will just simply have accidents. They will happen. You won't know why. They'll just simply happen because that portion of you will be a baby. That portion of you will be just like you were when you were a little bitty baby. And you'll stay that way. You'll stay that way until someone says, time to grow up. When someone says that, then you'll be able to remember exactly what a potty is and what it's for. You'll be able to use it whenever you want to. But when you're triggered again, you will lose control once more. You will have no control whatsoever. None. That's because it won't even occur to you. You won't even think about it. The feeling will mean absolutely nothing to you. It will just be a feeling, and you will not connect it with peeing. You will not connect it with pooping. Those things will just simply happen automatically, uncontrollably, because you will have no notice of the feeling itself. You will have no thought about that feeling. It will just simply happen. You will be completely unaware of it. You won't think about it, and you will never, ever connect the two together, because that portion of your mind will be just like a little baby's. There will be no connection between the two. One will happen, and you'll be wet. The other will happen, and you'll be messy, and there will be no control. There will be no thought. It will just simply happen. Whenever you are triggered with the phrase, babies don't know about the potty, your mind will revert to that state, and it will stay in that state until someone says, time to grow up. And once they do, then, and only then, will you return to the way you normally are, your mind returning to that of a full adult, your mind recognizing when you need to pee and poop, because it will, once again, be an adult mind. Until it becomes an adult mind, it will be a baby's mind. The trigger will revert to that state. You won't act like a baby, you won't talk like a baby. It will entirely relate to the acts of going pee and poop. That portion of your mind will simply shut down. There will be no connection between your bladder and your bowel and what's going on in your life. They will just simply happen. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. Time to grow up will revert you, and you will return to normal. But for now, it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.